Vayter in Shas Rindav, Tes Zion, picking up on Tes Vav and Beis by the bottom of the page, fourth to last word, Kosav. We are continuing on with Droshas and with the world of Agarata. Here we go. So, Zok the Heilige, Heilige Gemude, Kosav, the Pasuk says, oh, sorry, fifth to last word, Vayimatze Kosav, and the Pasuk says, it was found written, talking about what Mordechai did for Achashverosh, so he saved his life by big son and Sarah. Kosav mi boyle. Kosav, it should say kosav, meaning like past tense. Kosav is a lashon of like, it was just written right now. Malamed is coming to teach us that, beep, turn the page, says Zion of Aleph, that Shimshai Mochik. Shimshai, who was the guy who was in charge of the, he was a sofer HaMelech, and he hated the Jews. Therefore, he didn't want this to be known, so he tried to erase it. But Gavriel Kosav, Gavriel came along and he wrote it, so therefore it was like being written right now. Amar Rabbi Asi, Darsh Abshela Ish Kfar Timrasa, Max Ksav Shalamata Shalachusan Shalisol in Nimchak. If you have the Ksav Shalamata, things that are down here in Olam Hazeh, which is something good for the Jewish people, doesn't get erased, then Ksav Shalamalo culture can, things that are, whatever's going to be written upstairs certainly is not going to be erased. Okay, now, Lo Nasim Lo Davar, we didn't do anything for him. Achashverosh asked, what did we do for him? Did we do anything? Like, because what's going on over here? So we said we didn't do anything. Amar Rava, Rava says, Lo Mepnesha Ovim is Mordechai. It's not because that they love Mordechai that they told him we didn't do anything. El Pnesha son is Haman. Rather, the reason they said that is because they actually hated Haman. They wanted him to suffer. Heichin Lo prepared for him. This is talking about that they came and told Achashverosh, Haman Bu, came and told Achashverosh that he prepared the gallows. Tana lo heichin. Should say heichin. What's heichin lo? It's, we darshan lo heichin, that he did it for himself. Next, we have that Haman comes in and Achashverosh says to him, what should be done to the one who Kindling wants to greatly honor? So he says, he tells him everything. He should let him wear the royal clothing of the king and let him ride the royal horse. So he says, okay, Vasechin, Mordechai, go do this to Mordechai. Amalei says, Mana Mordechai, who's Mordechai? Amalei, a Yehudi, the Jew. Mordechai the Jew. Amalei, Tuvu Mordechai, he could be Yudai. There's plenty of people named Mordechai. Amalei, Hayoshi B'Shar Melech, the one who sits by the gates of the king. Amalei, Sagile Bechad Skarta, Inami Bechad Nara. Like, just, why don't you just give him like a village or give him like a river, as she says, a kfar, a village, Nara Lito Mechas, to take some taxes, let him make money. Amalei, Hun Nami Havli, that's a great idea. Do that for him also. Al Tapil Davar Mikol Shad Divarta, don't take away anything from that, remove anything that you've said. Don't leave out anything you said, do it for him. Ha'ika Haman Bu is a Levush, is the Sus. He took the horse, he took the clothing, took the horse. Also, Ashkechid the Yosfer Abadon came in, he went and he saw that they were steiging. His students were sitting with him. Lazaki's like Rashi, Litamidav. And what were they doing? The Machvilu Hilchos Kemitza Lerabadon. He was teaching them Kemitza. Kemitza, we've learned in the past, is that when we know that today, Rashi says, was the 16th of Nisan, and it was the day that they do the Tanufa of the Omer. So he's teaching them how to do Kemitza, where you go and you stick your hand into flour. This is a Karban Mincha. And then go ahead and stick your hand in, and close your three fingers, the middle ones, and flip it over, lift it up, and then you smooth off with your thumb, with your pinky. That's called Kemitza. Kevin the Chazi Mordechai, the Apik Lekivlei, once he saw that Haman was on his way to come to him, Vesuse Michad Bidei Mirsas. So he had a horse with him, he got nervous, he got scared. So Amar Lehu Rabban, and he said to him, Hi Rishia, the Mikdal Nafshi Kalasi, this rush is coming to kill me. Zila Mikmei, the Lo Tichvu Begachalto, leave from here so you don't get burned by his coals. But he Shaitan, this Atif Mordechai. So at that moment, he got up and he wrapped himself up and he started to daven. Also, Haman Buvi Yosef Leid Kamayu, Haman went and he sat over there. He was waiting for him to daven. Va'orichad the Salik Mordechai Letzuse. He waited till he was done davening. Amal Hu B'mayu Askisu. So he says, so what are you guys doing? What are you guys steiging? Amalei Bisman Shavis Hamigdash Kayam. They said, when we had the Bis Hamigdash, Haman Demenadev Mincha, Maisim Le Kumtse the Sulto Meschaparli. The time of the Bis Hamigdash, someone would go ahead and bring this Kemitza of Solas and it would be a Kapara for them. Amalahu Asa Mle Kumse Kimcha Didhu Vidakhi Asar Alfi Kipke Kaspa Didi. Your fist of flour came and pushed away my 10,000 silver bars that I wanted to go ahead to kill you. Amalay, so Mordechai says to him, Rasha, Evid Shakana Nechasim, Evid Lemi, Unechasim Lemi. If you have an Evid that goes and gets property, so the Evid is to who and the Nechasim is to who. In other words, you're my servant. You shouldn't have used that money, you Ganav, because really it belongs to me. Ganav. Rasha. Amalei. So he said to him, Kim Levush Hani Mani, Rechov Hai Susi. He says, just get up, put on this, this royal garments and ride the horse. The Bayilach Malka, because the king wants you. That's what he wants. Amarlei lo yichilna. Ad ailina lebe bani v'eskel amaizya. Not able to do it until I go to the bathhouse and I go, I get a haircut. Right? Rashi says, means a haircut, cut my hair. The lav orich ara lo shtamushe b'mani de malkach. It's not fitting to go out and dress in front of the king, stuff like this. So Shadr Esther v'asartinu l'kula b'bani l'kula umni. Esther sent out and she asked anyone from working that day. No one can go and be working, none of the haircutters, none of the bathhouse people. So Haman blew himself had to go ahead and he had to wash Mordechai and to cut his hair. Haman went and he got scissors in order to cut his hair. Rashi says, Zug shel saparim ke'im esparayim. He went to go get it to cut it. V'koshakilbe mazim was cutting his hair. V'hadikoshakile ingad v'isnach. While he was doing it, he started like moaning and complaining. And he says back to him, Amarle, Amaykom Isnachas. What are you moaning about? Amarle, Gavra the Hava Khashiv Leila Malcolm Ikula Rav Rivanohi. Someone with me who's so chashiv more than all the chashiv people. And here I am, I'm cutting your hair. Look, what is this? Hashta Lishavye Blani Vesapre. Now I'm going, I'm washing you and I'm cutting your hair like a bushav kharpa. Amarle, Rush, this is Rush of Allah Sapish Lakfar Kartsuma. You said, weren't you the barber in Kartsum? You were there, Tana Haman Saper Shel Kartzum Kfar Hashem. Haman Saper Shel Kfar Kartzum, Haya Asrim Shtaim Shana, you were above for 22 years. Pasa Shaklin Lamazil of Shaman, after he put on the clothing, he dressed him up. Amarle, Sak Rachav, he says, okay, get up there and go, ride the horse. Amarle, Lo Yechilnes, I'm not able to do it. Yeah, you know, it's hard for me. Dechishe Chelai Meitanise, because I'm sick, because of fasting so much. Gachin v'salik, so Haman, he bent down, Mordechai went on top of him when he got up. And Kisalik bowed, but when he climbed up on him, he kicked him. Amalei, lo k'sivlechu, doesn't say ben poli vecha, oyivcha, al tismach, don't be happy by the falling of your enemies. Why? What are you doing? Why are you kicking me? Amalei, hani mi l'bi yisrael, let's talk about a Jew. What about you? The guy, it says, and you should step upon their high places. And he went around yelling out, this is so was done to the one the king wants to greatly honor. When he was going down the street where Haman lived, his daughter was up on the roof, saw what was going on. She thought the one was riding the horse with her father. The one that was carrying the horse, that was leading the horse, was Mordechai. Shalka Atsitsa de Besakise. She took, she says, Klicheris is like this pottery. It's like a thing you use the bathroom for, like a pot. Gosh, I can't think in English or Hebrew or at all. Like a pot made out of Klicheris. And inside of it was a bunch of and she threw it down onto her father's head, thinking it was Mordechai. Dalian, he looked up, Chaza's Davu, and she saw it was her father, nothing Miguel Iron Mesa. She fell off the roof and she's no longer with us. Behind Siva, Yosha Mordechai El Shara Melech, he went back. And what did Boo Haman Boo do? Vahaman Nitchaf El Beitzo Avel Chafei Rosh. He went back and he was Avel and Chafei Rosh. Avel because he lost his daughter, Chafei Rosh because he was full of shmoop. Amar Rav Sheshes, Sheshav L'sako L'saniso. What does it mean when it says, V'yoshav Mordechai L'sharim Melech, he went back to wearing his sack. V'haman bu nitchaf al beiso, Avel v'chafei rosh, Avel abita v'chafei rosh, al she'era lo, but what happened to him? V'yisabra Haman L'zeresh ishto v'chol o'vav, and he told over to Zeresh's wife and to all of his friends, all of the ones that his beloved people, currently o'vav, they're called o'vav, currently chachamav, they're called both loved, beloved, you know, good friends, chachamav, and wise people. Amar v'yochon, kol amar devar chachma, afilu b'umas ha'olam, nikah chacham. Anyone who says a devar wise thing, even in the umas ha'olam, is called a chacham. Im mizera Yehudi Mordechai, if he's from the Zera Yehudim, you don't stand a chance. Rashi says, Yesh Zera Yehudim, Sheim Hu Ba Mehem, Lo Tuchel. You're not able to go and overcome him. Amar Lei, so he said, Im Mishar Shvatim Kasi, if he's coming from the other Shvatim, Yechotel, you're able to go overcome him. Im Shibit Yehuda, Ubinyamun Vifraim Menashe, one of these four, then Lo Yachosle, you won't be able to overcome him. Yehuda, why? Dechsiv Yadcha Ba'orefoy Vecha, says, your hands are going to be by the neck of your enemies. Inach and the other ones, Binyamun Vifraim Menashe, the to awaken your power. Because you're going to fall and fall in front of him. Double thing of falling. This nation is compared to dust and is compared to kochavim, stars. When they go down, they go down to the dirt. When they go up, wow, and out the kochavim. So you don't stand a chance. And the people of the king, they came. And the officers of the king came to invite him to come to this to come to the party, right? And he was like all confused. Yavhilu was like a bahala. They brought him in a state of confusion. Now finally Esther comes along and says what happened, who she is, and what happened. I was sold myself and my nation. Says because the tsar is not doesn't care about damaging and messing up the king, causing pain. Amru lo, so after Esther said, "Tsar zeh ein shova benezek shomelech," this person who referencing Haman is not good. Doesn't care about that which happens to the king. Ika ikne ba bevashti vikatla. He was jealous of Vashti and he killed her. In other words, he gave the advice to kill. Hashta ikne bididim mikdale. Now she's jealous of me. Wants to kill me. Achashverosh says to Esther Amalka, and says, who is this? Vayomer, vayomer, lama. Why does he say vayomer twice? Lamali. Amar Rabbi Abo, betchilas al yidei Turgman. Used to be he would talk to her only through a Turgman, some sort of intermediary. And came into Amar Leim, the Beishal, once she says she's coming, Kaasina from Beishal, miyad immediately, vayomer le Esther Hamalka. Suddenly now, immediately, he can go ahead and talk straight to her. Vatomer Esther, ish saiva, oyev, haman ara zeh. It was haman ara, amar belozeh. Melamed shalisam machva, klape Achashverosh. She actually started pointing at Achashverosh. Rashi says, marbuye, vatolomed ish saiva, oyev, haman ara zeh. There's two people going on over here, her, Achashverosh and Haman. Uba malach v'satar yada klape Haman, and the malach came and pushed her hand away towards Haman. He got up and he was not happy. He was really angry. He went out to the garden. Haman tried to get, you know, to get her to forgive him. He come back from the garden. And Makashiva Lakima, we have a heck of his going to his coming back. Makima Bechema, he got up and he was in anger. Av Shiva Bechema, he didn't even calm down at all from going outside. He went outside and he was really angry to calm down. What does he see? There are people out there in his garden that look like people. They are really malachim. They were taking all those trees. They were ripping them out of the ground. What are you guys doing? Haman said we should do this. Also, the base, he came into this house. For Haman, no fell amita, and Haman was falling on the bed. What do you mean, no fell? No fell me, boy. They should have said fell. Why are you saying no fell? Because he fell in order to go ahead and to beg forgiveness, but he kept falling and falling and falling. And this is Gemara Amar Belazar. Malamit Shabbo Malach, he pushed her. Every time he tried to get up, he pushed him on. The Malach pushed Haman on to Esther. Amar, vai mi besa, vai mi bara. He says, woe from mi besa, from my house, and from meaning from what I'm seeing in here. Vai mi bra, from what I'm seeing outside within my garden. For Yomar Melech, Hagam Lichbosh is a Malka Yimir Ba'is. You're trying to overcome this the queen while I'm still in the house? Like, bro, that's a little bit brazen. For Yomar Charvona, and Charvona was there, and he spoke up, and he said, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Av Charvona Rasha Ba'osa Eitzah. He was one who's part of the Osa Eitzah to go and hang Mordechai. When he saw it wasn't working out for him, he flipped the other side. Kevin Shroshel and Sky Matzah, so it wasn't working. Miad Barach, he switched on the other's team. And it says that Hashem is going to throw on him, and he's not going to have mercy from helping him. He's going to just run away. And the king's anger calmed down. Two types of anger calmed down. Achas shel malko shel olam. One's talking about the Ribbono shel olam. V'achas shel Achashverosh. One's talking about Achashverosh, meaning Hashem calmed down with the davening work, the tefillah, the rachamim. The other one is talking about Achashverosh. V'armalei, some say Achas shel Esther, Achas shel Vashti. One is the anger about Haman, what he wanted to do to Esther. The other one is what he did to Vashti. He calmed down. Okay, now, and then we get into the story of Yosef and the brothers. Afterwards, what happens? Kulam nasan l'ish chalifos samalos l'binyamin nasan chalmosh chalifos. He gave, after he revealed himself and he met all the brothers, he gives them gifts. So he says that he gives one thing of to each one of his brothers, clothing. Binyamin gives them five times the amount. Efshe davrish, and it's star bo, so tzaddik. Could it be that the thing that tzaddik was in pain for? Because we know the whole thing because of jealousy. That's what ended up messing. That's how the whole process started. Is it possible that now, beep, turn the page, says Adam Abbas, Yikashel Bo, that he himself is going to now make the mistake with the thing that he had this old issue? Does it make sense? Da'am Rav Baruch Bechase, Am Rav Chama Bar Guria, Am Rav, Bishul Mishkel Shnei Sloim Melas, because of two selim more of wool, Shehosef Yaakov Liosef Mishayachov, that he gave more to him. It's talking about the Ksonas Pasim that he gave to him. This Gagal Adavar V'yardov Esenel Mitzrayim. Everything started to happen, and we ended up going down to Mitzrayim. So what, he wants to go ahead and do the same thing now? Does this make any sense? Doesn't really make any sense. So Amar Binyamin Ibar Yafis, Remez Ramazlo. He was hinting to him something. Sha'asid Bain, let's say, he's going to have a son that's going to come from him, talking about a boy named Mordechai, Sheitzim of Nehemelech, Bechamisha Levushim Malchus, with five different garments of Malchus. Shenemar, Mordechai Yitzam, Yilif Nehemelech. Was the full person to say? Mordechai Yitzam, Yilif Nehemelech, Belevush, Malchus, Techeles, Vechor of Teresav. Gedol v'tachis butz v'argon v'ir shushan tzolav v'sameicha. So it says five different garments that he ends up going out with, and that's what it's referencing. V'yibol atzavri binyamin alchiv, and he fell on the brother's neck. When Yosef and Binyamin finally met and he revealed himself, he fell on his neck and he started to cry. Kamet savarin havel binyamin. What does it say? V'yibol atzavri binyamin, on the, like the plural, on the necks of his brother. Should it said on savra, so savara, what's it talking about? It's saying more than one. Says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Bacha al Shnei Mikdashim. He's crying over the two different Batei Mikdashim. Shasid Lios Bechelko Shal Binyamin, Fsil Lecharev. They're going to be in the Chelik of Binyamin, but they're both going to get destroyed. Binyamin Bacha al Tzavrav, and Binyamin cried in his neck. Bacha al Mishkan Shiloh, over the Mishkan and Shiloh. Shasid Lios Bechelko Shal Yosef, Asad Lecharev. Same idea. Vehine Enechem Roos, Vehine Achi Binyamin. Your eyes see as do the eyes of my brother Binyamin. Yosef is trying to get across to the brothers. I'm Rabbi Lazar. I'm Elohim. Kishem she'ein b'libi al Binyamin achi shelo haya b'michirasi. Just like I don't have tainas on my brother Binyamin, who wasn't part of this whole thing. Kachem b'libi aleichem. I don't have tainas on you either. Let's go weiter in life. Kipi medaber aleichem. The mouth. It's a mouth that's speaking to you. Kipi, just like my mouth, kein libi. So too is my heart. Like I'm not doing a what we call echad b'peh and echad b'leiv. Rather, as I'm speaking to you, that is actually how I feel. Well, Aviv Shalach Kazos, and his father, he sent this, Asar Chamorim Nosem Mituv Mitzrayim, 10 donkeys that had the best stuff of Mitzrayim. My Mituv Mitzrayim, what does that mean? Rabbi Yom Vayafas, I'm Rabbi Elazar, says, Shalach Lo Yayin Yashan Shadas Sekinim Nochei Menu. He sent him old wine, aged wine, that is good for people that are older. And they went, this is talking about after Yaakov had died. So they came, they fell before him. I'm Rabbi Yom, they bowed down. Binyamin Bar Yafis, I'm Rabbi Lazar. Hainu Dami Inshi, this is like what people say. Ta'ala be'idne sagidle. Ta'ala, Rashi says, is a fox, a shual. Be'idne means imtira shaito mitzlechis, when the good things are going well for him. So sagidle bowed down to him. Frek the Gemara, you're calling him a tala? You're saying that he's like a fox? What do you mean? Mai b'tziruse machve. Why are you saying he's like less than his brother? Tala meaning like he's not a lion, but he's a fox. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Eli itmar hachi itmar. This is really what it means to say. V'yishtachu Yisrael arosh hamita, and Yisrael, v'yishtachu, bowed down by the head of the bed. This is talking about when Yosef came to visit Yaakov, as he was dying, and the full pasuk says, "Vayomer yishavali veyishavali v'yishtach yitzal rosh hamita," and he bowed down. Questionable what exactly who he's bowing to, etc. But the point, nonetheless, is that v'yishtachu yitzal al rosh hamita. Amar Rabbi Yom Bar Yafes, Amar Rabbi Lazar, ta'ala be'idnei sagidle. That's where we have that he's a tala. He's like a fox in reference to Yaakov. He's on a lower level, but even though he was the king, I'm sorry, even though he was a son on a lower level, still, he bowed to him because he was the king. So when things are going well, you do such an idea. Okay, so what happens? He saw the brothers thought that he's going to get them, so he tries to go ahead and be menachem them, and he speaks to their hearts. And he says to them the following idea. He said things that they should go ahead and they should be accepted into the heart. Just like 10 lights can't extinguish one light. Ner echad, how is one candle going to get rid of 10 candles? Like, you guys aren't able to get rid of me. How am I going to get rid of you? So don't worry. Next, what does this mean? Each one of these things. I'm Rav Yehuda. Oyda zu toyda v'cheinu omer kiner in mitzvah v'torah or simcha ze yom tov v'cheinu omer v'samachta v'chagecha sason zu mila v'cheinu omer sasanochi al imrasecha, because with Hamanbu says Rashi says that I'll call elu gazer. There was a gazer on this, but they weren't able to do it. V'cheinu omer sasanochi al imrasecha vikar elu tefillin. That's talking about tefillin. There's also that. There was a gzera that we're not aware of. V'chinu Omer, v'ro kol amei ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha. Everyone's going to see this and they're going to fear you by wearing tefillin. V'tanya, we learned in a brayser, v'lozer god lomer, elu tefillin shebarosh. That is referencing the tefillin that are on the head, the head tefillin. Now we get into the 10 names of the son of Hamanbu. Vespar Shandas Aseres B'nei Haman. Amar of Ada Demin Yafo. Aseres B'nei Haman. V'aseres. It says the 10 sons of Haman. V'aseres. Tzarech Lememrinu B'neshima Achas. These names that are mentioned in the word V'aseres in that pasuk, you have to say it in one breath. Dahin L'chetchila. Tosa says L'chetchila, but not B'di'evid. Yeah, but you're fine. My time, I'll come. Because kula bahadei adadi nafku nishmasayu. Because they all end up dying at the same time. Whoa. Pretty crazy. I'm Rav Yochanan. Vav de vaizasa. The letter vav in the word vaizasa. Sarich lemimticha bezekifa. You have to go and make it longer. Kemordaya delivros. Like a pole of libros. Libros was a type of river. And the people in the boats used to go and use it in order to go ahead and feel the bottom of the floor. My time, how come? Because kula b'chad zekifa is zekifu. All of them were hanged on one long pole, like a fish, like holding a strand of fish, one above the other. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa, Darish Rav Sheila Ish Kfar Tamarsa, kol hashiras kula nichtavos. Whenever you have like a shira written in the Teda, kol shira is kula nechtavos, ariach al gabe levena. Ariach is half of a brick, and it's on top of a levena, which is a whole brick. Rashi's ariach is hu aksav, levena hu chilek shehu kiflayim in aksav, double, v'ariach chatzi levena. Levena al gabe ariach, and a whole brick on top of a half brick. That's how you go and you write it. So it's written like if you ever see it in the Teda itself, like as Yashir. It's like, imagine you see a column and you skip on the, let's call it three columns in a row, 1, 2, and 3. So first you write in number 2, and then below it you do 1 and 3, and then below that you do 1, and then below that 1 and 3, and below that 1, 1 and 3, etc. Like that. Chutz mishira zu umimalchi kanan, except for this one over here by Hamanbu, and the ones by Kanan, when they go and give, there was a whole shira by Kanan. Shariach. Al gabe ariach levena al gabe levena. It's one on top of the other. It's not staggered. My time outcome shalote tekuma lemapalasan. Rashi explains that there's no way for them to get up to find like a foothold in order to get up from falling. Vayomer melech Esther malka b'shushan abira hargul yehudim. She said the Jews have killed 500 men. Right, Esther malka b'shushan abira hargul yehudim v'abil chamish meos ish v'zaseres meni haman b'shar medinas hamelech ma'os. So what did you do in the rest of the king provinces? What is your quest now? Will be granted to you. What is what do you desire? And I'll do for you. Amar b'avo malamich shabba malach ustar al piv. It's coming to teach us that a malach came and smacked Achashverosh on his mouth. He wasn't able to go ahead and speak negatively about the Jewish people. It's really strange. First he's like, how dare they? What are they doing? And suddenly, bam, he gets smacked in the mouth and he changes his tone. Esther came in front of the king. She said that Esther came with this decree against Jewish people and said, let's flip it on Hamanbu. So Amar, where did I say Amar? Amrami Boyle. It should have said she said, because it was her that was talking. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Amra lo ye amer ba peh masha kasa ba sefer. This is not talking about the story itself. It's just talking about halacha when a person goes out and they're involved with reading the Megillah. Amr lo ye amr bapeh, mashikos b'sefer. It shouldn't said by heart. What's in the sefer? It should be read, but it shouldn't be said by heart. Divrei shalom emes says words of peace and truth. Amr av tanchum b'amr lo amr v'yasi asi. Malam eshet tzricha sirtut. It comes to teach us that there has to be sirtut. It's like when they make scratches on the parchment in order to go ahead and write the Megillah. Kamita shel Torah, just like they have in a sefer Torah. Says Rashi, sefer Torah atzmo, sirtut halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That to do that. Esther wanted that now all the days, the days of Purim should be every single year. And it says, Umaymer Esther Kiyam, Esther's word should be Mekuyam. Maimer Esther in Divrei Atzmos Lo. Was it only Maimer Esther that allowed them to overcome the Matzav and Divrei Atzmos Lo and the fact that they fasted didn't help? Rav Yochanan, no. What it means is Divrei Umaymer Esther Kiyam Divrei Apurim Ha'ela. You read the two psukim one into the next. That means the fast and Esther's words made it. So it was the two of them that caused them to have the miracle of Purim. Ki Mordechai Yehudi Mishnah LeMelech Achashverosh. Mordechai was the second in command Achashverosh. V'gadol Yehudim V'rotzeh L'Rov Echav. And he was great, and most people liked him. L'Rov Echav. What do you mean, L'Rov Echav? Only most of them, but L'Chol Echav. It wasn't all of them. Oh, I'm sorry, straight up. L'Rov Echav, L'Chol Echav. But not all of them. L'Amed Shapir Shumimene Mitzah Sanhedrin. That means some of the Sanhedrin separated themselves from him. It says Rashi, Lafisha Batum Medivrei Torah V'Nichlas L'Sraver, because the fact that he stopped being involved in Sanhedrin and he ended up being involved in the government and he wasn't steiging enough, so therefore they separated themselves from him. Amar Rav Yosef, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Me'Hatzalos Nefashos. Talmud Torah is greater than Hatzalos Nefashos and saving lives. The Meikar Chashiv Leil Mordechai Baser Dalid. When listing off great people, Mordechai used to be number 4 in the list. Ubisof Baser Chamisha. But after that, he ended up being number 5 in the list. So number 4 is higher than 5, and that was when he was stagging. But then when he went to save lives, he ended up becoming number 5. Meikar Ksiv Asher Boim Zubavel Yeshu. Yeshua, Nehemiah, Sroya, Eladio, Mordechai, Bilshan. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, and Mordechai is number 5. L'basof Tziv, Habayim, Imzubavu, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramsha, Nachmani, Mordechai, Bilshan. So he ends up being, I'm sorry, it wasn't that he was number 4 and number 5, it was number 5 and number 6. He ended up being the 4th after and the 5th after. Amarav. Rav says, V'yitema, Rav Shmuel bar Marsa, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, even greater than the Beis HaMikdash, building Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Torah, Shekol Zman, Shebaruch ben Neria Kayim, as long as Baruch ben Neria was around, that's the Rebbe of Ezra, Lo Inichu Ezra V'Allah. Ezra didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, must be he was staying in order to Steig, because that's better than going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.